Welcome, everyone, to the Instructional Leadership Show. I am your host, Justin Bader, and this is episode 108, Cleaning Out an Overflowing Inbox. I think this is a time of year when we're all dealing with the backlog of email that's come in over the past couple of weeks or a couple of months, and we're starting to realize that maybe perhaps we're not going to get through everything, right? There are messages in there that are no longer relevant, that are no longer, you know, newsletters and just temporary things that maybe had a value for a while, but we've kind of missed the boat, missed the opportunity to act on those emails. And it's now time to get them cleaned out so that we can focus on what's in front of us right now, so that we can focus on the future. So our essential question for today is, how can I get my email inbox cleaned out for the first time in months? We don't want to perpetually live with the clutter that may be there right now, right? If you have clutter in your email inbox, you know, that's tolerable for a while. There are seasons of life and work where we just have to kind of do our best every day to get through the work in front of us, and cleaning out the email inbox may not always be the top priority. So it does kind of build up, but eventually there is a need and an opportunity to do something about that clutter, because it becomes a problem in and of itself, right? We can't put this off forever, or the clutter itself, whether it's physical clutter on your desk or the electronic and visual clutter of your inbox, it's going to become a bigger and bigger problem. And a couple of aspects of that clutter problem, you may have felt these recently, you may feel these every day. First of all, it's mentally taxing to just have so much email in your inbox that you just can't even think about it all. You can't even get through it. You can't prioritize. You can't just get a sense of what's on your plate. It also becomes less efficient the more cluttered it gets, right? It's harder to find things. You just don't know where things are. You've got to scroll and scroll or do a search, and you're not just on top of it, right? You don't have that kind of at your fingertips feel to your email, and it just starts to feel out of control. Like you just don't have a good handle on it, and you'll say, "Oh, don't email me. I won't find it." You know, we don't want to be in that situation where we're actually avoiding the best tool for the job because that tool is out of control. So often email is the best way for people to send us information. It's the best way for people to communicate with us. It's the most efficient. It gives us the most flexibility. So if email is the right tool for the job, we don't want to be steering people away from that. We want to be using email effectively. But if clutter is too big of a problem, we're going to avoid email and steer people to less efficient formats that interrupt us more, that take up time in our day, and that don't give us the flexibility that email does. So we want to do everything we can to make email an effective and efficient format for us. And the key to that is to get current on a regular basis. Getting current on your email does not mean that you do all of your email, doesn't mean you do all of the work that's described or requested of you in email. It doesn't mean that you process all messages and just handle everything. It means that you get a sense of what's in front of you, right? You get a handle on it and get it to where it feels like it's under control. And I actually talk about this a bit in the book. There's a section on getting current so that you can get into classrooms in my book, Now We're Talking, 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. And this idea of getting current is all about that feeling of being in control and that feeling that there's nothing lurking out there about to get you, right? That feeling that something is gonna get us is a dangerous one, right? It's deeply wired into how we think and how we make decisions, that if there's danger, then we need to avoid that danger, right? And one of the ways that we tend to avoid danger when it comes to instructional leadership is we tend to cling to the office. We tend to cling to our desk and our computer and scroll mindlessly through that email looking for danger, rather than stepping away and getting into classrooms and knowing that everything in your inbox is still gonna be there when you get back. There's no danger, there's nothing lurking for you. When you have that feeling, it's an incredible feeling, but you can't have that feeling if your inbox is out of control. So let's talk about how to get it into control. First of all, we have to get current. We have to get through that backlog. We have to get it cleared out so that we can see what's in front of us. And specifically, the vision I want to give you for your inbox is that it should contain zero messages on a regular basis, ideally multiple times a day, because when you can get your email inbox down to zero, you know that nothing is there lurking, waiting, about to pounce on you. You have this confidence and this sense of calm that everything is going to be okay, right? That everything is going to be under control and that you'll get to it when you get to it. You may not get to it as fast as you want. You've got a lot going on, but it is going to be okay. So this idea of an inbox with zero messages in it may feel impossible. You know, the little number in the red circle may be in the hundreds or thousands or even tens of thousands if you've never been in the habit of cleaning out your inbox. But as a result of this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show today, I want you to experience what it feels like to have zero messages in your inbox. And I am not kidding here. I want you to experience this in the next couple of minutes. So what we're going to do now is we're going to talk about a strategy for actually getting zero messages into your inbox. And that is what we are going to talk about right now. So the key to doing this, a little bit of a shortcut, is to simply remove everything from your inbox and give yourself a fresh start. You might have heard this called inbox bankruptcy. I've talked about inbox bankruptcy in the past, but let's not even talk about it in bankruptcy terms, right? I think that's a little bit negative. Let's talk about it as simply a fresh start. So we'll call this the inbox clean out. And it's very simple. I want to encourage you to do this right now. If you don't like it, if you change your mind, it is reversible. So don't fear that you're doing something terrible. I'm not going to say delete all of your email and just send a message to everybody in your address book telling them to email you again if they need something. Don't do that. What I'm telling you is completely reversible, completely safe, and it will give you a great feeling of control by the end of this episode if you follow along with me. So to do a great inbox clean out and get to zero, here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna create a tag. If you're using Gmail or if you're using a folder-based system, you're gonna create a folder and just call it inbox clean out and then the month and the year. And I've done this several times, so I have several different tags and folders like this. Then you're going to do a select all and you're going to move everything into that tag or folder. And when I say everything, I mean everything in your inbox. Even the messages that you're going to get to today, even the really important messages from a couple days ago that you definitely are going to follow up on, I want you to go ahead and do this for all of those messages. Move them out of your inbox and into that inbox cleanout tag or folder. And your inbox will then be empty and you will have that zero emails feeling, and it's going to feel amazing. Now you might be saying to yourself, well, okay, great, that feels great, but it's kind of a false victory. It's kind of cheating to say I have my inbox cleaned out, because I don't really have my inbox cleaned out. I've just kind of created a new inbox in that folder. And I get what you're thinking there, right? That those inboxes, those emails are still there. You haven't actually dealt with them yet, but your inbox is now empty, and it is allowed and enabled and empowered to do the job that it's actually good at, which is to store new messages waiting for you to look at them. That is the essential function of the inbox, right? It's not long-term storage. It's not a to-do list. It's not a place where you keep stuff that you need to follow up on. It is simply an inbox. And my Frank Buck, who's the author of, who's the author of Get Organized, a great book on time management for school leaders. He says, you would never go out to the curb and or to the mailroom or wherever your mailbox is and check your mail and go through all your paper mail, look at it, and then put it back in your postal mailbox, right? You would never do that. You take it out, you bring it in, you go through it, you sort stuff. Maybe you let it pile up a little bit, but you don't put it back in the inbox, in the physical mailbox. And Frank says, we shouldn't do that with our email either. And I happen to agree with him. I think this makes a lot of sense to separate the new stuff that we haven't triaged yet from everything else. Now, of course, we worry that if we don't keep everything kind of new, then we'll lose track of it. Then we'll forget about that old stuff. And I think that is true to some extent. We do need to have a good system for following up and for getting control of those emails. But the good system is not to use the inbox for everything, and that's what too often we do. So again, we're going to create a folder or a tag, move everything to it, get that inbox completely empty, and then You're going to give yourself permission to go through that tag or folder and look for those important emails. And what you may do is you may move a few things back to the inbox and say, I'm going to do these right now. You may snooze them, and I'll show you how to do that in just a moment, so that they come up at a relevant time, right? A lot of this is about time, right? If you had time to do the work, you wouldn't have a whole lot of email building up. But often we don't have time to do the work in the moment that that message arrives. So snoozing an email to the right time is really critical. We want to get that email back in front of us at the right time, not just let it sit there forever until we get around to it. And then as you go through those older messages or snooze them, you can remove them from that inbox cleanout tag so that you know you've dealt with them and you know that everything else in that folder you haven't seen yet. And you can very quickly use keyboard shortcuts to kind of go through and see, and you know, see what have I looked at, what have I not looked at. And I want to emphasize that this process is completely reversible, right? If you do this right now and then you decide after this episode is over, you know what, I don't want to do that. I want to go back to the way I had it before. You can move everything back to your inbox, right? It's as simple as select all, drag and drop, or use a little command in your email app to move everything back to your inbox. But I don't think you're going to do that because you're going to love the feeling of having a completely empty inbox. You're going to love that feeling of seeing zero messages, and five new messages will come in and you'll deal with them and you'll get back to zero. Now, I don't always have my email that way, but I gotta tell you, when I do, it's an incredible feeling and I much prefer it to the feeling of clutter. So give this a try. Give it a try so that you can keep up with those new messages as they come in. I thought what I would do next is give you a couple tips on actually keeping up once you get that feeling, right? Because if we don't keep up, if this is just kind of a one-time thing, then it's just a trick that doesn't really benefit your effectiveness or productivity, right? If just moving stuff to a folder is all we do with this, then that's not really going to help. So let's talk about how to actually keep up with email as it comes in after you clean up your inbox. First, you need to process regularly, right? There's no substitute for simply going through your inbox, making a quick decision about what needs to happen with everything, and getting things to where they need to go. So you've got to set aside some time to process email regularly. You want to do that efficiently, so it's essential to use keyboard shortcuts. I'm a huge fan of keyboard shortcuts, and I will show you some of my favorites in just a moment. You've got to minimize the number of decisions you're making by simply archiving things when you're done with them. Don't look at your tree of folders and say, where does this email go? Don't give yourself a difficult 15-second decision for every single message. Just archive things. And then you do want to organize them by time. So I'm going to show you the snooze feature that's built into Gmail and a lot of other email programs now so that you can get emails back to your attention at a time when you need them. So let's talk about each of those strategies in a little more detail, and that will be it for today. First, you want to set aside some key times when you can process your email, right? When you're at your desk, when you want to get a sense of what's new, what's come in, you want to get current in terms of priorities for the day. So you might do that when you arrive in the morning. You might choose not to do that when you arrive in the morning. And personally, I like to not start my day with other people's priorities. There may be times when you do need to do that, but maybe you say, you know what, I'm gonna get to work at 6:30 and I'm not gonna check email till 7:15. You know, nobody needs me before 7:15. 6:30 to 7:15 is my think time, my writing time, my get my own stuff done time. So don't feel like you have to start with other people's priorities, but do give yourself the opportunity to check email at a time where it's going to give you peace of mind and relief to know what's on the docket, to know what is coming into your world. So you may do that shortly after you arrive. You may do that again right before you go to make sure you didn't miss anything, to make sure that anything that you have to do before you step out of the office for the day is taken care of. And of course, during the day, you may have times when you want to check email just because it's convenient, maybe while you eat lunch or maybe after lunch period is over, whatever works for you. But you've got to do this probably multiple times a day if you want to stay caught up. Just the volume that you receive, the sheer number of messages you receive is going to make that a necessity. Let's talk now about some keyboard shortcuts. I love keyboard shortcuts. They have been with us forever. It's easy to forget about them because with mobile devices, we can just swipe and tap and everything. But far and away, the most efficient way to process your email is with keyboard shortcuts. They're going to allow you to move much faster than a touchscreen device or a mouse or a trackpad or anything, simply because of the way the keyboard is designed. So do not miss this opportunity to use keyboard shortcuts. And I'm going to share a few of my favorites with you here that can really speed up the processing of your inbox. First of all, you don't always have to start with other people's messages. You may want to start with sending a message. So you want to very quickly be able to compose a message. That's just C and then Control or Command Enter to send it. Snoozing is critically important, and you can snooze a message in Gmail with the B key. I actually had to look that one up because I haven't been using the Gmail web interface, but snoozing is now built in to Gmail. If you didn't realize that, or maybe if you don't have that enabled in your account, it should be there. You can snooze a message, and rather than say to yourself, okay, I want to deal with this, so I'll put it in a folder, you can say, I want to deal with this at 4 o'clock, so I'll snooze it till 4 o'clock, and it'll be out of the way until then. So definitely learn your way around the snooze feature. The navigating in the list of emails and, you know, in your inbox view, you can go up and down with the J and K keys, right? Just your first two fingers on your right hand on the keyboard. That can move your cursor up and down the list, and then you can select messages with X. So two hands, you can go through your inbox and very quickly select low priority messages to just archive. You know, if you don't need to actually do anything with them, you can very quickly archive them. And a lot of my email is that way, where it's just kind of an FYI or a receipt or something like that, and I can just archive it. You want to also be able to very quickly get back to your inbox to see the new stuff, and that is the letter G and then the letter I. Just hit those real quick back to back and you'll be in your inbox. And then to archive a message, either because you're looking at it full screen or because you've got it selected, you can hit the letter Y or the letter E on your keyboard. And then this one is my personal favorite. To very quickly go through your messages, make a decision, and then move on to the next one, you can hit the bracket keys. So I think the opening bracket reads marks a message as done or archives it, and then goes on to the next older message. Or if you're going from older to newer, you can hit the closing bracket key. Those keyboard shortcuts will save you an enormous amount of time, because you don't have to move the mouse to a particular pixel on your screen to be able to take the action that you need to take. So learn those shortcuts, use those shortcuts. If you've got keyboard shortcuts disabled, enable them, figure them out, and start using them. And by the way, if you are doing your email exclusively on a mobile device like an iPad or an iPhone or an Android phone or tablet, you've got to start using your computer. It's just so much faster to process large amounts of email on your computer. Now, the one thing that I will do on my mobile device is I will quickly archive, like I can just swipe to archive a message. If I have a bunch that I know I'm not gonna get to, like if it's newsletters or articles, I'm just not gonna get to them, or receipts, things like that, I just swipe and archive them. That does work. But for the most part, you want to do the heavy duty processing in terms of your computer. You wanna do that on your real computer. Next up, we want to talk about avoiding folders, right? You have so many options for folders. You can create as many folders as you want, but the more folders you create, or the more tags you create and sort your messages into, the more decisions you have to make as you go through your emails. So rather than create a bunch of folders, I want you to only create one folder. Or if you are a Gmail user, you don't even need to create a folder, just hit archive. Or if you're wondering what to call the folder, just call it archive, a place out of your inbox where you can put messages that you are done with. Because the more folders you have to make, the harder it's going to be to just say, you know, to tell yourself, where does this go? And then reconstruct that decision later when you're trying to find it. Where did I put that email? You don't want to mess with any of that stuff. So just archive it. And then if you need to find something, find it with search. The only way you want to organize your email is by time. I want to see messages at the right time. And typically this is one of the easier decisions to make when a message comes in, right? You can say to yourself, when do I need to see this message? Do I need to deal with it right now? Do I need to deal with it after so-and-so arrives in 2 hours? Do I need to deal with it at the end of the day after the students go home? Whatever the decision is, snooze it until then. And then regardless of what topic it's about, it'll pop up at the right time. And I think this obsession that we have with topic and category and folder names and just, you know, what's conceptually, what is this related to? All of that is irrelevant to handling your email efficiently. So organize it by time, not by topic. So this is some of what we talk about in our email program. We've got a deep dive on email that in about an hour can really give you some huge upgrades to your approach to email. So do check out the Inbox Overhaul. This is in your Instructional Leadership Association membership dashboard. And you will also find in the dashboard the audiobook of Now We're Talking 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. And when you join the Instructional Leadership Association, we should have sent you a copy of that, or if you've just recently joined, we've probably got one in the mail to you. So do check out the book, because we've got some great strategies on email for you, and I can't wait to hear how you apply those and how those are a game changer for you. And specifically, I want to refer you to Chapter 7, which is about keeping your communication channels under control, Chapter 8, which is about managing the work you're not doing yet, and Chapter 10, which is about maximizing your mental energy with habits. So that is it for this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please let me know what you do with this. Let me know how it feels when you create that inbox cleanout folder, get everything out of your inbox, and see that zero emails icon pop up, perhaps for the first time in months. Let me know, shoot me an email, and I would love to hear from you. I'm Justin Bader. This has been episode 108 of the Instructional Leadership Show, and I will see you next time. Take care.